If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, we're on the phone with Mary. She went out with a guy named Average Adam. She told us he's not very good looking, but she kind of likes that about him. And they went dancing together before she took a page out of Brooke's dating playbook and slept with him night one.
I mean, I want to argue, but...
Just classic, bro.
Hey, you know what? I know what I like, okay?
Now Mary's worried that he's not calling her back because in the morning, she realized that some of her self-tanner rubbed off and left a stain on his sheets. She tried to clean it, but he started waking up, so she just decided to leave. No explanation. Now, Mary, we're going to call Adam, and how do you want us to approach this?
So I've been thinking about it, and I say don't bring up the self-tanner right away because maybe there's something else, like... I've listened to you guys a bajillion times, and it could be something totally different. Maybe he just didn't think I was that cute, or...
I like that, Mary. You won't be offended if the guy that you don't think is attractive doesn't find you attractive either. That's good. That's good.
You know, some people just are into different things, so maybe he's just not into that, but, like, I think I'm pretty cute.
That's a smart
So
move.
Don't bring up the wet brown bed until later.
Right.
If it comes to that. All right, Mary. Okay. Let's call Adam right now and get some answers for you. Ready?
Yes, thank you.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Adam, please?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's your morning wake-up call, Adam. Good morning.
I'm on the do not spam list.
No. This isn't a spam call, Adam.
Are you 100% satisfied with your current healthcare provider?
No, Jeffrey, shut up. It's not a spam call, Adam.
What's going on?
Hey, Adam, sorry. This is young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Do you have a minute to talk with us?
What? Radio?
Yes.
Yes.
It's an old-fashioned device, and you listen to music on it. Sometimes people talk out of it.
You mean like a podcast?
Close.
Yeah, the predecessor to podcasts. But yeah, let's just call it a podcast, okay?
What do you want?
Well, actually, we're calling on behalf of one of our listeners who's been trying to get a hold of you. Her name is Mary.
Oh,
you like Mary.
I don't think that was the oh that I got.
I heard oh, yeah.
No, I heard oh, no.
Well, so, yeah, you went on a date recently with Mary, Adam, and she says that she had a really great time with you, and now you're not talking to her anymore, and she wants to know the reason why.
She told you about our date, huh?
She gave us a little rundown of it.
It sounded really fun. I mean, she said you guys went dancing, and I thought that was really cool of you to be up for, you know, dancing on a first date. You met on Tinder. One thing led to the next. Sounds like everything went great.
It was until it wasn't.
And at what point wasn't it?
I mean, she really doesn't know. I find that hard to believe.
Maybe. Is there something about Mary?
Oh my God, Jeffrey. You couldn't help it. Did you do that on purpose?
I'm sorry. Is there something about Mary that bothered you?
You've always wanted to say that.
I don't know what you guys are laughing about. I don't get it.
It's fine.
Yeah, don't worry.
It's not you.
The whole point is Mary wants to know the reason why you're not calling her back. She says that she had a really, really good time with you, and the fact that you're not calling her, it's kind of upsetting, and she just wants some answers as to why.
I mean, I think she knows why I'm not calling her back. I don't want to embarrass her, okay?
I don't think she'll be embarrassed. She knows, she listens to these, that there could be some, like, really terrible information she finds out about herself. Like, she's very aware of the consequences here.
I don't know why she's trying to get a hold of me. Like, if I were her, I would have never told anyone what happened.
What? What was it?
Yeah, what happened?
She told you all about the date?
Yeah.
And she told you about the next morning.
Maybe you can tell us what your side of the story is.
I mean, it's not sides, it's facts. She went in my bed, like,
what?
Number one and number two.
No.
Are you sure?
Is that really what you think happened?
I'm positive. Oh. I can't believe she would tell a radio station what she did.
Adam, this is Mary.
Hey, Mary. Yes, that's a little bit early, but Adam, Mary's been on the line listening. We forgot to tell you that. And she heard everything you said.
I don't understand.
Mary's on the other line, Adam, and she's listening. She knows what you just said about her doing a duty in your bed.
Number one
in your bed. It wasn't that. There's a good explanation.
And I really do have a really good explanation. Like,
I can't believe you're on the whole. If I were you, why would you highlight that you did this? Like, well, what's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, just wait.
I was wearing self-tanner, and I had a lot on from the night before, and so then it got all over your bed. So I was trying to quietly wipe it off. That's what it was.
See? Listen, I was in the bed. It wasn't just that. Like, there's a specific smell, and it wasn't tanner smell. It was number two smell.
Oh, my God. Adam, you don't believe her?
No, I saw the evidence and the smell. I know what number two smells like.
Come on.
Wait a minute. So who's lying here?
Mary.
Okay. There might have been like a little bit.
Oh!
Wait, what? Wait, what did you just say?
Only because I had drank a lot the night before. Oh, and you know what happens? Like, whenever you drink a lot.
What?
Hold on. You told us it was just self-tanner.
No.
Well, it was mainly self-tanner.
Oh, my God.
No.
I feel so dirty. Why are you doing this, Mary?
Mary.
Adam is right. Why aren't you ashamed? Like, what is your problem? Why are you calling us? No. If that's what happened, what are you doing? Run. Never call this guy again.
It was just like a little bit, like a tiny little streak. Like, you know when, like, you have to fart?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God.
No.
I know.
So disgusted. It was gross a couple days ago. I tried to block it out of my head. You guys are making me relive it, and I'm just as disgusted now. And it wasn't a little
fart.
It was a Jackson Pollock of
fart. Oh,
my God. Stop it. Stop with the visuals, people. Just burn the sheets. Take the mattress to the dump.
I burned my sheets, and she left. She left me sitting in it. Like, she didn't even offer to help.
Oh, my God. It's all so disgusting.
Mary, how can you leave a guy stranded like that? You didn't even apologize for it.
What was I going to do? Like, pick up my underwear? Oh, and can I have your sheets while I'm at it? Like, no. Or am I going to stay? Let me do your laundry. I know we just met.
No.
Honestly, it was like the tiniest little thing. Plus, our conversation was great. The dancing was
you
great.
You got it on my arm. You got it on my arm.
I think you're exaggerating a little bit. I mean, it was like just like the tiniest bit.
Oh, no.
Even a little bit is too much, I think, Mary.
You guys need to listen to me. Like, we connected. Adam, did we not connect? Like, think about when we were dancing. Think about when we were having drinks. Like, it was the best first day I've ever had, minus that little short thing the next morning. But regardless of everything else, 5-star day, it was amazing.
You can justify however you want, but the fact is you took a crap in my bed.
Yeah.
I didn't take a crap. I was like a short lick.
Enough. Okay. Enough of the descriptions. Please just ask them. Ask them, Jeffrey.
Right.
I can't do this anymore.
Okay, Adam, you know, in some cultures, I think going number two is a sign of affection to a person. So
I didn't know that.
I'm just assuming maybe that's Mary's culture. And in that sense, she really liked you. So maybe you would consider going out on another date with her. And if you would, we would pay for it.
What?
Yeah?
Another date? Are you at a... Imagine us, we're hanging out, we're sharing an appetizer at some Applebee's. What do you think I'm going to be thinking about? Her going in my bed. How do you think this is salvageable?
Yeah.
Dude, I hear you, Adam. I wasn't even there, and I can't get the image out of my head.
She can empty herself before the date to make sure there's no accidents. Mary.
Adam, you are very emotional right now. And when you calm down, call me. We'll work it out. We'll do like dancing lesson number two. It will be so good.
Yeah, dancing lesson number two, her specialty.
Oh, number two.
Stop.
That's gross.